Right, Lacey, stuff there, there's a form of glue that just run that picture through, and under that, then you take a picture of that whole business after you put your top, your picture on. That's reading some of these. We used to have to do that by cutting the metal out. Mm-hmm. But now these papers, all the ads, you know, where our egg's over into a circle or something other, just halfway and then show an egg. Mm-hmm. Well, you take one of those circles and off of a picture and lay it down, then you just take your egg and trim it out, just the egg off of a picture. Then you shape that egg, lay it down in, and you set your price on the machine over here, and you type, you stick that on. Mm-hmm. And that's where all that is fixed.
Okay, well, what are some common trees in the community?
Well, several different kind of oaks. I have water oaks in my yard when I should have put some kind of fruit tree. And they have a little leaf. Then we have the Spanish oak, the white oak, and the red oak, and the mountain oak, and there's some more of that. Mm-hmm. We have the pine, the not much of that here, but a few trees, longleaf pine that grows long and tall with long needles. Mm-hmm. Then we have the regular pine here, this regular pine tree with a short leaf needle. Then we have little spike needles. Then we have a pine tree that they call a shrub pine, and a buttermilk pine is one that grow up fast. Mm-hmm. And then we have a hickory tree and two or three different poplars. We have gum trees, black gum, sweet gum, and white gum, the white and yellow poplar. I said poplar before.
Do you have
we
any
have
kind?
Cherries. And give them the wild trees for cherries and dogwood and cedar. Now there's several more of it that way. And then we have, they are not natural here. The only thing is natural here, and two of them had a blight extent. That was a chinquapin and chestnut. While, Dr. Mims told me here last year that he thought he knew where there's some sprout that he's going to go get them and have them set out. Then we have the walnuts and a few pecans set out here. And that's about just whatever that can grow around here, nut trees and peach trees and fruit trees of different kinds.
Do you have the kind of tree that Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible?
What?
The kind of tree that Zacchaeus climbed to see Jesus.
Oh, locust.
No. Start sick.
Sycamore and locust.
Oh, are they the same? I didn't know.
They're probably not the same. But the sycamore. Now we have the black locust here that barks rather dark and it's slender and it and the cedar cherry is about the only ones we've got to make good post, fence post or post for things without being treated.
Do you have the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
The pine tree.
Maple?
Maple, no. We got maple, but they're not the syrup variety.
What would you call a group of maples growing together?
Just a bite at about the whole thing, or this.
Do you have the kind of bush whose leaves turn bright red early in the fall and it grows along the roadside and it has red berries?
That's would be the dogwood.